ask him, even if I knew where to find him, and I don't, so that point is completely moot.
Don't be ridiculous, Magda said, plunking herself down on my couch, waving a hand toward the archway that led to my kitchen. He's right here. You can ask him all you want. My jaw dropped as a shadow detached itself from the darkness of the room beyond, and a man stepped forward into the light. Eyes the color of purest teal practically glowed at me, causing my heart to leap in my chest until I thought it would burst right out of me.
Pia,
Christoph said, in that wonderfully rich voice that never failed to make me feel as if he were stroking my bare skin with velvet.
How did you get here?
I stammered, my brain overwhelmed with the sight and scent and sound of him, right there. Close enough to fling myself upon.
You are my beloved, he said,
and took a step toward me, the light from a nearby lamp casting a golden glow on him, shadowing the sharp planes of his face and the little cleft in his chin, burnishing the short, dark, chocolate curls that kissed the tips of his ears, curls that I knew were as soft as satin, and his mouth. Oh, that mouth! With the lush, sensitive lips that could drive me insane with desire, even now had me remembering the taste of him, the slightly sweet, slightly spicy taste that was so wholly unique to Christoph. Instantly, my legs threatened to turn to mush. I clutched the back of a chair to keep from melting into a giant puddle right there on the floor in front of him.
We are bound together for all eternity, Pia. I cannot be parted from you.
But
my mind was pretty useless at this point, focused solely on remembering a million little intimate moments with him. But I forced it off those extremely pleasant memories and into some semblance of a working state.
But we have been parted for almost 2 months.
Christoph did not expect you to take the steps of joining with him,
a man's voice said behind me. The messenger who had been on my doorstep now stood in the doorway. I blinked a couple of times as I realized that I'd seen him before.
You're Andreas. You're Christoph's brother.
He did not expect to have a beloved,
Andreas continued, his face only slightly resembling that of the man whose memory had haunted my dreams.
No more than I did, but you didn't see me running away, I said, turning back to Christoph, intending to ask him why he hadn't contacted me once in the 2 months since I'd saved his life, inadvertently restoring his soul. But before I could say more, he slipped back into the shadows.
You are my beloved,
he repeated as the darkness swallowed him up, the lyrical tones of his voice lingering in the air even as he disappeared from sight.
We are bound together.
Wait,
I said, starting forward. Andreas grabbed my arm, saying with earnest intensity,
He did not expect you to save him.
I had to,
I tried to explain, but Andreas simply shook his head and walked out the door.
I had no choice,
I said, my hands outstretched as I looked for someone to whom I could explain the situation. Magda sighed, set down her magazine, and stood up.
Ray's calling for me. I have to go now. We'll be here soon, and then you and I can talk about it, okay?
You're leaving me?
I asked, a sudden sense of panic filling me as she walked toward the dark kitchen.
You're leaving me alone?
She paused and shook her head, her lips curved in a gentle smile.
I'm not really here, Pia. It's just a dream, nothing more.
But Christoph was here,
I said, gesturing toward the door to my bedroom.
He was right there. I saw him.
She said nothing, just gave me another little smile. Then she, too, melted into nothing.
I saw him,
I insisted to the now empty room.
Christoph, I saw you! Christoph!
The echo of my voice was the only sound. I wrapped my arms around myself and sank to my knees with a sob of pure misery as my heart cried out his name. Christoph.